While walking through the breakfast nook of our home one day, the words survive and conquer kept bouncing back and forth inside my head. Best ping pong match I've ever been to, then, from my heart, I heard this, they are not the same thing. With that, I knew exactly what I had to do, go look up the definitions in my trusty Webster's dictionary. Guess what I found? Yes, the definitions of two words that I thought were at least similar in meaning but I was way off. To survive means to remain alive or existent, to outlive, or to outlast. We'll explore the definitions of conquer in a later post. Here's some natural word imagery for you. A coma patient is technically alive. You are, in fact, surviving your ailments or injuries. You are remaining to exist. Your spirit, soul, and body have not separated themselves from one another. The spiritual word imagery of someone who is surviving might look something like this: someone who has been abused, abducted, attacked, raped, or is addicted to something. These people are alive but are living in constant but not evident fear, they do not have peace, and they are not free from that thing that entangles them. It's the memory of the traumatic event or the emotions that get stirred up and then drag them around here and there, ruling and governing every move they make in life. Everything they think, say, and do is somehow linked or connected to the influence of that negative force in their lives. Picture this person keeping their head above water, breathing but unable to pull themselves up out of the water to a sturdy, safe place. Whatever it is entangles them in that area and will not allow them to get above it, they are surviving. Like the heading title of today's post, these people are in the world of survivor syndrome. They are existing, but not life to its fullest, not the way God said they should be living. Galatians 5:1-1 In this freedom Christ has made us free, and completely liberated us, stand fast then, and do not be hampered and held ensnared and submit again to a yoke of slavery, which you have once put off. Galatians 5:1-1 So Christ has truly set us free. Now make sure that you stay free, and don't get tied up again in slavery to the law. Galatians 5:1-1 Stand fast therefore in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Galatians 5:1-1 Christ has set us free to live a free life. So, take your stand. Never again let anyone put a harness of slavery on you. I challenge you to ask yourself if you are hampered, ensnared, tied up, or entangled in any type or yoke of bondage. If you find yourself answering yes, then make sure that you check out the post titled Conqueroritis. It will have some insights to help you take off any harness or chain that is holding you back. I'll give you a hint. Jesus died for you so that you would come to the revelation that you are more than a conqueror. Romans 8:37 NIV says, 37 No. In all these things you are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Romans 8:37 AMP 37 Yet amid all these things we are more than conquerors, and gain a surpassing victory through him who loved us. Have you noticed that your expectations for breakthrough are rising? I hope that they are because what God has done for one, he shall do for you. In fact, he has already prepared the steps for you to take to go from surviving to being more than a conqueror in every single area of your life. Word Infusion Tea. It's tea time. Conquer, not survivor.